From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump postponed a rally in Chicago after hundreds of protesters threatened to disrupt it. The rally was to have been held at the University of Illinois at Chicago Friday, but hundreds of protesters massed in front of and inside the university's pavilion building. As tensions rose, a campaign spokesman said the rally was postponed for safety reasons.
Mr. Trump just arrived in Chicago and, after meeting with law enforcement, has determined that for the safety of all the tens of thousands of people that have gathered in and around the arena, tonight's rally will be postponed until another day. Thank you very much for your attendance, and please go in peace.
In a telephone interview after the postponement with CNBC, Trump attributed the anger, or the reason for the protests, to anger in the country. He said he didn't think it's directed at me, it's just what's been going on for years. However, many of the protesters at the event said they were there to stop Trump from speaking because of his controversial views. Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio is suggesting that his supporters in the state of Ohio vote for his rival, Ohio Governor John Kasich, in order to stop frontrunner Donald Trump.
And so we cannot afford to have the commander-in-chief and the next president of the United States to be someone who simply does not have the basic knowledge, not to mention the competency or the temperament, to lead this country at such a dangerous time.
Ohio is one of the biggest contests in Tuesday's presidential primaries, offering 66 delegates, with the winner taking all. Governor John Kasich is favored. This is